Mike Dell's World, number 206. And warning, I am earning the explicit tag tonight, but not right away.
To go. The only problem is I play the banjo. I play the banjo. I'm a post-hee-haw mover, a funkadelic punk rock groover, a cross between Ben Affleck and Eddie Vedder, but better. I play the Grammy for the way I pick. I'll be an instrumental monster with tons of new licks, and all the babies will love me, sell out shows. The only problem is I play the banjo.
And that was Banjo Boy by Ryan Stroop. And the reason I say I'm going to earn the explicit tag, which is always on Mike Dell's World, is that tonight I'm going to pay homage to the former Pod Show and switch to Mevio, which shut down this week. And part of that was the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, which last I checked was still there, but who knows how long that will end up being there. So I'm going to play some music, and that's one of my favorite things to do anyway. I drive my wife nuts. I play DJ. And the beauty of some of these songs tonight is I get the chance to play music for people. I host a radio show periodically on WNMC, which is a college radio station here in town in Traverse City. And, of course, I'm restricted to playing stuff that doesn't violate the FCC rules. Now, I'm not going to sit here and cuss, or at least not much, or maybe not at all. Who knows? That's not the point. But some of this stuff is like really, really good music, but isn't allowed on the airwaves. And all of these tunes that I'm going to play tonight are former and or current members of the PodSafe Music Network. And like I said, as of the recording right now on April 12th, 2014, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, or thereabouts, all of these are still or were on the PodSafe Music Network. Some of them will be funny, some of them not. One of my favorites is Anthony Hugh. And if you've followed Mike Dell's world and all the iterations thereof, the Benzoid Report before it, I've played this song before, but it's called Karma. And I do believe that karma is a force in the universe. But anyway, this song's pretty cool. This is Anthony Hugh. The song's called Karma, and it's off the album Hunky Dory, spelled kind of funky, but I'll have all of the information in the show notes over at MikeDell.com.
So fucked up as something. Still wearing the same clothes, wipe the snot out of my nose. I feel pretty. Kick the dog, grab a smoke, tell the neighbor a stupid joke. He thinks I'm witty. Hope things go my way, that's positive thinking. Today's the day, the only day, today my ship is coming in, my ship is sinking. Fortune calls and sick, destiny gets his ass kicked, and my luck is hiding somewhere in the past. Faith will set me free, reality feels like make-believe is all my sins line up to kick my ass. Calendar says 6th of June. I'm getting older. Just let my soulmate walk away without a trace. There's just a few things that I should have told her. My emotions don't seem to work, my feelings don't get hurt. All that other stuff you're supposed to say. Painted life in sheets of gray, built my dreams out of clay. Is there any other way? Until we die, on the wall we sit until we die. don't bring up the past. And karma, my old friend, tell me why this feeling never ends. Good times never last.
And that last song was Getting Old by Steve Goody. That was put on the PodSafe Music Network by the FUMP, the Funny Music Project. And I got quite a few songs from them. But, you know, just a little bit of history. PodShow was started by Adam Curry and a few other partners back in the day, as they say, in podcasting parlance, but, you know, sometime in 2005, I started podcasting just about the same time that PodShow got started, and then they came up with this PodSafe Music Network, It's where artists could upload their tunes to it and allow them to be played on podcasts. Because, you know, playing music on podcasts, it's kind of hard to do because of all the rules and regulations and so on. Of course, there are artists out there that own their own music and allow us to play it. And I'll play a few of those. On top of this being kind of an homage to the passing of Mevio / Pod Show, it's also a lot of fun for me. I really do enjoy playing music. So, like I say, you know, this isn't a normal Mike Dell's episode, Mike Dell's World episode, I should say. And I'm also doing this live to the hard drive. You probably haven't heard that term in a while, unless you've been a podcast listener for a really long time. Because that's just, you know, that's what we used to say. You know, we're recording this live to the hard drive. And I'm treating this as if it was a live radio show. It's a recording right into my digital recorder. And I'm playing the music through a couple of different means here. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy the stuff. And if you don't, feel free to listen to the next one. And you know how it goes. Let's see. Let's play another one. This one is another one from Steve Goody, and this one was definitely one of those songs that kind of personified podcasting back when it started. You know, we were like, "Yeah, to heck with the FCC. You know, we can play whatever we want to," and. That was the great thing about it. We were going to replace radio. Well, you know, it may happen yet, but things have turned more into a business and less into a hobby and all that good stuff. So anyway, here's another one from Steve Goody.
Well, if you want to say damn, say damn. And if you wanna say hell, cause if you say darn or H-E double hockey sticks or dang, it means the same thing, and we know what you're thinking, shithead. And if you wanna say goddammit, say goddammit, goddammit. And if you wanna say motherfucker, motherfucker. Cause if you say doggone it or dagnabbit or Mary Mother of God, you know what you are. You're a dork at best, or a damn hypocrite at worst. You can censor yourself. Think you won't go to hell. But if intent is a sin, you're fucked before you begin. You're going down anyway. You may as well mean what you say. Straight down.
It's the thought.
That's what counts.
Dude, you're caught.
It's all mind control. Well, if you wanna say fuck, and if you wanna say cunt, you're free to say whatever you want, so don't be a birth canal, they actually call it that. If you wanna say poop, but if you wanna say shit, you'll offend someone irregardless, you know that you will, with your pathetic stupid grammar if nothing else. We can say what we want. That's why we live in this country. You're offended by this song, I can tell. But hey, you've listened this long, and for that you're going to hell. Is that brimstone I smell? Oh, geez. It's all hooey. Go back to playing Farmville, you brain dead waste of millions of years of evolution. If you wanna say goddamn motherfucking shit on a stick, then say goddamn motherfucking shit on a stick. You'll feel better if you just do it. You know that you will, you know that you will. You're going to hell, you know that you will. Go to hell. So you might as well say what you fucking mean. Good evening, friends.
sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. Sniffs and snails and puppy dog tags. That's what little boys are made of. But what I like best, better than all the rest, is what everything else is made of. And that's boogers. Everyone who works or goes to school or plays with toys is made of boogers. The Eiffel Tower and the members of the rock group U2 are made of boogers. And everyone who ever watched Seinfeld or Survivor or cartoons or any of the thousands of movies that get played over and over again while you're not watching TV, you know, they're made of boogers.
That's right.
That includes every house on your block and every person on your street is made of boogers. That toy that you just can't seem to find at the bottom of the cereal box is made of boogers. And all your favorite foods, especially Twinkies and ravioli and chicken pot pie and Cocoa Puffs and every soft drink you ever drank, even the root beer, you know, they're made of boogers. I'll tell them all about it, Sid.
Don't mind if I do.
You can pick your friend.
You can pick your friend.
You can pick your
nose. You can pick your heaven. Disgusting.
Ah, he thinks so beautifully, doesn't he?
See if you can take it all the way to the bridge.
It's not easy.
That your sister puts on her face to get rid of pimples, boogers.
Baby boogers.
The ice cream that the astronauts ate in space is made of boogers.
Cosmic boogers.
And every song by the Beatles or Bob Dylan or Led Zeppelin or Quiet Riot, even though their big hit was originally done by a band called Slade, but you're too young to remember any of those bands, you know. They're made of boogers.
They're made of boogers.
Oh, they're made of boogers.
Oh, they're made of boogers.
Sweet, chunky boogers.
Disgusting song ever recorded, take six.
Boy, the food at this place is really terrible.
This will be a quick meal.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Flush it down the toilet, okay? And flush it a couple of times.
Ew!
Third grade recess on the playing field. Joey got no lunch, but it's no big deal. He's picking his nose, thinking he's out of sight. About bite size.
Ah!
He said, brown burger, how come you taste so good?
Whoa!
That's disgusting.
You eat?
Brown burger, just like a burger should now.
Gonna finish that?
Yeah, we'll finish it.
If you're not gonna finish it, I would eat it, but if you're gonna eat it, just
say the words and I'll give you a piece.
Little
your well, a jaw just drops. Lady of the lunch wonders where it's gonna stop. She gives him a sandwich and a blueberry pie, but Joey keeps a digging middle finger this time. He said, brown burger, how come you taste so good now?
Ah! Nice mouth.
Brown burger, just like a burger should now.
Be hungry.
Something seriously wrong with it. Here's proof. His nose is cold.
Now, didn't your mama teach you anything? You're gonna eat your burger, but it don't be seen. I'm no schoolboy, but I know what I hate. You should have seen the size of what he ate.
The size of a Buick.
Ah! Brown burger, how come you taste so good now?
I can't believe you're eating this.
You know what your problem is? You don't chew your food. That's why you get so irritable. You feel it in lumps. You have like, oh.
I said, yeah, 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 ew.
I wait for later, and then I get a crunchy one, and then I think so. Yeah, I save them behind my ear. Ooh, that's a good idea. Have you ever mixed it with your earwax?
Have I? I invented that. Oh, extra points. Blood.
Mmm, slimy. Mmm, salty. Have you ever microwaved them?
No.
Mmm. Okay, I gotta admit, that was pretty gross. That's brown boogers. By Steve Goody, also of the Funny Music Project. Before that, we heard the Asylum Street Spankers playing their version of Boogers. That's off their CD, Mama Says No. Anyway, like I said, this is going to be kind of a different Mike Dell's World. Although I have done this before, I think that this one is just a tad different.
Blueberry.com is the digital media interface for everyone. Consumers, find great content and create a single RSS feed for all your favorite shows. Creators, post your show and get comprehensive stats and easy-to-read reports. Advertisers, access new markets via hundreds of available content channels that reach across all demographics. The Blueberry Network, online at blueberrynoease.com.
And I'm sure Blueberry's going to be really happy with me playing that. But we are part of the Blueberry Network at blubrry.com. That's the Blueberry Podcast Community and Network. And, you know, if you want to find some pretty cool podcasts, go check that out. If you'd like to have some podcast hosting, if you're a podcaster yourself or an aspiring podcaster, I can offer you 30 days free if you want to sign up for hosting or media statistics. Just use the promo code NOBS, N-O-B-S, and that's a thing, you know, the NOBS promo codes. It's for a book that I'm doing. That should be coming out in the next month or so, the No BS Guide to Podcasting. And you can find more about that over at podcasthelpdesk.com. But if you want to help me out and get 30 days free podcast hosting, like I said, go over to blueberry.com, blubrry.com, and use the promo code No BS, N-O-B-S. And there are some serious musicians on the PodSafe Music Network, or that were on the PodSafe Music Network. One of the early stars back in 2005, 2006 was Kevin Reeves. And I've come to be a pretty good friend of Kevin's. He lives here in Traverse City, Michigan. He traveled around a bit, and he's put out a couple albums. I'll have the information to his albums and his website there on the show notes for this episode. But he sent me a track off of his latest album, which I also have the whole album, and he has given me permission to play it here. These are not on the PodSafe Music Network, but this one's Kevin Reeves. It's called Broken Hearted Man.
I hate how it's turning out. I feel like I'm burning out. And all my dreams fade in decay. I feel like I'm crawling out of a world that is falling out. Behind, seeing the place where I come from, I feel so gone.
here beside me. Fly, fly, fly. When I'm here with you, I feel.
Okay, that last one was Adrina Thorpe, a song called Fly, 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 and she was on the PodSafe Music Network. In fact, I just brought up the website, and it's still there, so that's a good thing. So maybe that'll stay there, but who knows. But and before that was Kevin Reeves' Broken Hearted Man. And like I said, Kevin and I have become pretty good friends. Kevin started a thing here in Traverse City called the Geek Breakfast. And a bunch of us geeks get together once a month and play and sit there and eat breakfast and just talk about geeky stuff. And you know, Kevin's quite the guy, and I don't think he'd mind me telling you he's been blind from birth. And he gets around pretty good. He just got a seeing eye dog here not too long ago, and I haven't talked to him since then, so I can't say much about that. But we do plan on getting together, and I'm going to have him on the show here, do a bit of an interview. Kevin plays a lot of local gigs here around town, and of course he does his own independent music. And like I said, I'll have notes, links and everything in the show notes there where you can go check out some more of Kevin's music and maybe purchase an album or two. He's a real good musician. And of course, Adrina Thorpe, she's pretty darn good too. Don't know much about her, but she was on the PodSafe Music Network. And as long as I mention that and throw a link in there, everything's good. And this next this next group, couple, that probably isn't right, Paul and Storm, they're kind of funny music artists, along the same lines as Jonathan Colton. Anybody that's been around geek music knows about Jonathan Colton. Well, Paul and Storm are kind of in that same group. They had a group called Da Vinci's Notebook. And they became popular when they were on the Bob and Tom Show, which is a syndicated morning zoo-type radio show that is based out of Indianapolis. But they got their start here. Bob and Tom got their start up here in northern Michigan. But anyway, they're now down in Indianapolis, and they're still kicking along. But they had the song Enormous Penis. They were an a cappella group. But Paul and Storm have broke out, and now they've made enough money they can afford instruments. And they put out some pretty funny stuff. And from the PodSafe Music Network, here's Paul and Storm.
On the day we met, I knew that we would end up man and wife. And now we're getting ready for a steady, happy married life. I dream about the kissing and the kids it'll bring us, and all the grandchildren running around at Christmas, trading in the house for a double wide camper, trading in the underwear for old people campers. I'm so glad that I'm gonna grow extremely old with you. Extremely old. Everyday adventures. Extremely old. Where the hell are my dentures? Extremely I'll trim old. Your mold hairs if you'll rub me with Bengay. Extremely old. Early bird at Denny's. Extremely old. Gonna pay with pennies. I'm gonna love you, baby, till I forget who you are.
Yelling at the neighbor's kids and acting antisocial, snapping like a twig because we're osteoporosial. I'll have a bunch of model trains down in the basement. You'll have a colostomy and hip replacement. Cruising around the house in a pimped out walker, growing more back hair than Chewbacca. I'm so glad that I'm gonna grow extremely old with you.
Extremely old,
boning and a bitchin'.
Extremely old,
getting lost in the kitchen.
Extremely
we'll
old.
Always stay together until we fall apart.
Extremely old,
just a pair of old timers.
Extremely old,
his and hers Alzheimer's. Now that I've fallen for you, you know I can't get up. Now that I've fallen for you, you know I can't get up.
Is a butterfly floating sweetly through a summer field, spreading beauty and love under the midday sun. And your love is an entomologist, chasing me down, ensnaring me in your net, and taking me home, jabbing a pin through my guts, and mounting me on your wall. A pin. Love is a pin through my guts. My love is a sailing ship, seeking out a friendly shore, to cast out my anchor, happily never to sail no more. And your love is the ocean that drowns me, leaving my bones to be picked at by crabs, and bringing settlers to the new world with smallpox and influenza, and wiping out the indigenous population.
Smallpox.
Your love is smallpox. You are a giant redwood falling on a family of deer. You are a soaring eagle landing in a minefield. You are a river rising over the downtown levees. You are Christmas in Iran. My love is a tiny puppy, knowing only joy and trust, greeting each new day like a miraculous gift. And your love is an underground dogfighting ring, catching me and keeping me in a cage on the brink of starvation, torturing me daily until all that I know is hate and rage, and death holds no meaning for me, just like Christopher Walken in the end of The Deer Hunter. Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Your love is Christopher Walken.
And that was a couple from Pollen Storm. The first one was growing old with you. And the other one is Your Love. And you can see they've got a pretty twisted sense of humor. And like I said, that's the kind of stuff I enjoy, and I wish I could play some of the stuff on the radio. I'm sure a lot of people would enjoy it, but then again, maybe not. It is a bit offbeat, but you know, hey, what can I say?
And now it's time for... This is a song about stupid people that make the news. News of the stupid. And the false accusations made against me. Word.
I guess they're stupid to prove it innocent. Causing baking soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess they're stupid to prove it innocent. Causing baking soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been reporting the news of the stupid for years. So this wasn't me. I didn't do it. You've got to believe me. Slam the gavel, Judge Wapner got a grind. Riding my brain for days, how'd I get these black white stripes?
Smartest guy in my house, that was me a week ago.
Blacked out and now I'm the mailman Z Low.
You could throw the book at me and I'ma not know how to read.
Can I just pay for my Mickey D's with this bag of weed?
I'ma jump inside a panda cage for a hug instead of a slave.
Then do each and all my business on a tour that starts display.
This is obviously a case of misplaced identity.
Plus his face is too pretty for this backwards carved letter B.
If I can't purify this dumb, it's gonna kill me.
What's going on? Why these cop cars playing chicken with me?
To prove it innocent, cause and making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause and making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're innocent,
it's kind of blurry.
Come on, say one complete
I don't remember
sentence.
Much.
So if you're innocent,
and I don't think I want to.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
And I think
yeah.
It went down like this. I was taping my podcast show. Next thing you know, everything goes black. I woke up with a way lower IQ and a blood alcohol level of 0.42. I never claimed to be a genius, but this was deranged. I started acting stupid like my brain was shortchanged. I tried to sell my baby on Craigslist. And then while robbing a bank, I handed them a driver's license.
What?
Scratched my itch with a gun. It was loaded. Cleared cobwebs with a blowtorch and my house exploded. Then the moment I really feared, guilty on all charges for the dumbest person of the year.
I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause and making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause and making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Stupid as child.
Da, 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 da.
News of the stupid. Word up. Never thought I'd be making my own news. I can't brain today. People are stupid, and once again, they've proven it. Visit ManicMondays.net for more information.
I type with my thumbs now all the day long. Gems that are 140 characters long. I put them up on Twitter for all the world to see. No matter what I'm up to, it deserves a tweet. Twitter tweeting,
tweets, tweets, tweets.
Twitter tweeting,
tweets, retweets.
Oh, Twitter followers are really gonna tweet tonight.
Tweets, retweets.
It's blatant self-promotion for all celebrities. Britney and Kanye lead the Twitterati. Ashton and Demi, Justin Bieber too. Flapping them thumbs, saying what they're up to. Twitter tweeting,
tweets, tweets,
tweets, tweets. Twitter tweeting,
tweets, retweets.
Come on, demented tweeters, and help me out on this bridge.
Tweets,
all real tweets.
At Carrie Dalby. Just passed a store called Novelties and Things, which would have been more accurately named Bongs and More Bongs.
At the Great Luke Ski.
Next sci-fi con I go to, I'll dress up as a hobbit who's a classic Star Trek engineer and basketball star. My name badge will read Scottie Pippen.
At Bud Sharp.
Why is chores only one letter removed from whores? Buyer beware, you may not be doing that which you intended.
At L-Cav.
I'm not sure why there are dryer sheets in the car. They sure are suddenly convenient.
At Phil Kurtom.
You'd think all the "you have won millions in a lottery" spam would make it more bearable to receive all the "you have a small penis" spam.
At Insane Ian B,
Emo Cop says, "Stop or I'll shoot myself."
At Carla Ulbrich,
has anyone else noticed that you can sing "The Devil Went Down to Georgia" to the tune of "Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious"? Just me?
At Chris Waffle,
I just peed in a waterfall at the Madonna Inn.
At Devo Spice,
turns out super glue bonds instantly to skin, but doesn't bond to anything you actually want it to bond to.
At Dark NES,
I bet I could get a job at the circus as the man who turns beer into farts! Sup, ladies?
At Max DeGroot,
how can I tell Pandora that hosts planets is not similar to the Stars and Stripes Forever? I've run out of thumbs downs.
At Sea Monkey,
caw, caw.
Get it? I tweeted caw, caw, because it's like a bird. Never mind.
At Kobe LaCroix,
potato chips are known better by that name than by their alternate name, paper cut locators. Hashtag ow.
At Positude,
recording a tweet for Carrie Dalby. Not sure which tweet. What about this one? Does this one work?
At Throwing Toasters,
was in a store and a mom was calling for her son who wandered off. Marco! I was so tempted.
At Flat 29,
these days I'm married to my job, but I'm having a secret affair with my spare time.
At Rich James Green,
if you stand equidistant from a Kylie Minogue concert and a Jason Donovan concert, it sounds like especially for you.
Reply at Rich James Green, hey, what did you have for supper?
Cheese sandwich.
Microblogging has a civilization all shook. Socializer write the world's shortest book. Win an iPad or make a spammy sale, but only system admins beat the fail whale. The cute Twitter bluebird helps me feel good, tweeting more TMI than anyone should. If you call me shallow, I'll give you a swat. Heaven forbid if you call me a twit. Twitter tweeting.
SMS.
Twitter tweeting.
Or web-based.
Oh, my awesome Twitter's gonna kick Facebook's ass tonight.
Tweet, tweet, retweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet, Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet, Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet, tweet, tweet. Retweet!
Hey, you've got to turn the mic on to talk, don't I? Anyway, that was Carrie Dalby and Twitter tweeting. And before that, Stupid as Charged. And that was also Carrie Dalby and Devo Spice from the Funny Music Project. Now, both of them are from the Funny Music Project. And all the tweets recorded there in Carrie's Twitter tweeting song were all Funny Music Projects. It's thefump.com, thefump.com. And like I said, I'll have a proper link in the show notes. As people have said forever since podcasting started. Okay, I'm going to play one last song here. As you may or may not know about me, I'm an aspiring banjo player, and one of my favorite banjo players, who plays a little bit offbeat, is Todd Taylor. I believe he's still in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the world's fastest banjo player. Him and his brother became popular on the Grand Ole Opry quite a while ago. I don't think Todd's too much older than I am, but anyway, he gave me permission to play any of his stuff on my podcast. So it's not on the PodSafe Music Network or anything like that. But I traditionally, at my radio show, find different versions of the song that I'm going to play. And that's how I generally end my radio show. So I'm going to end my podcast today with a version of this particular song. You'll recognize it, and the links will be in the show notes. So I'm going to call this one a podcast, and I will return back to my normal conversational stuff in the next episode of Mike Dell's World. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the music, and bow your head a little bit for a moment of silence for the Mevio/Pod Show. we only knew you for the last 10 years or so, and sorry to see you go, but then again, haven't been relevant in the last 7 years, so so be it. Anyway, catch me later, and enjoy this last song.
Thank you. That's all, folks.